Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is October 6, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and today's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. We come to you the first Tuesday of every month at 1 p.m., and normally, we have the full staff of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide here, and that usually includes myself, Courtney, Penny, the creator and editor of Body, Mind, Spirit, and all of its entities and counterparts. We also usually have Sherry and Melanie here. Melanie is our wonderful director of advertising and marketing. She handles all of that. And Sherry handles our distribution subscription. She's the one who makes sure that the magazines go out every month in the right places. So we have a wonderful team here at The Guide, and every month we love to come to you to talk about the current issue. Now, our publication goes out to over 1,400 locations in Michigan, and we print over 40,000 copies per month. Our publication is completely free and can be viewed online at any time at BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. Now, a lot of you guys probably listen to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and that is our radio network. And you can visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com at any time to listen to all of our shows in archive or to listen to upcoming shows as well. If you're ever interested in becoming an advertiser or a host or want to work with us in any way, feel free to email us. You can email us at info@bodymindspiritguide.com, or you can email me personally. My name is Courtney, and I'm willing to answer any questions. You can email me at radio@bodymindspiritguide.com. And I can always forward your email to the proper person in the proper situation as well, so no worries there. So normally we have the whole entire staff here, and this month we don't. It's just me, myself, and I again. We have a lot of changes going on at the building in which we currently host Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and Body, Mind, Spirit Guides. There's a lot of different remodelization changes and so forth and so on. So we're all adamantly trying to help and work with that. So it's created a little bit of a hectic pace and a hectic place. So we're all kind of dealing with those changes right now, and it is not bad, but like I said, it is a little bit hectic and crazy. So all the staff wasn't able to be here with me this month to do this show. I'm actually going to keep this show very simple today and very short, just because it's me, myself, and I. And I know in the past I've done full-hour shows on Body, Mind, Spirit News. But today I just wanted to talk about a little bit about the October issue and some things coming up, and just to kind of give you a good head start for the fall season and just leave it at that. So if you are interested in picking up a copy of the magazine, like I mentioned, 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan, you are more than welcome to give us a call. Our office number, you know, I have this memorized, and half the time I can't remember it. It's 734-513-6137, and you can call us if you are looking for a copy of the guide, and maybe either A, you're out of state and you would like to subscribe, or ultimately, you are in Michigan and maybe you're having a hard time tracking down a location near you where you can pick them up for free. So feel free to give us a call. And like I said, if you are out of state, please check out the magazine online. So every month we seem to have kind of a little bit of a theme going on with the guide, and we don't intend that. We actually do not intend that at all. We, we allow our writers to, you know, bring to us the material and so forth that they, you know, want to publish. No, same with our advertisers and so forth. So we never really kind of pick a theme of the month and say, hey, everybody, you have to stick to this. It actually kind of happens that a theme just kind of resonates on its own. This month, I didn't notice so much a theme as much as I noticed that, you know, some of the articles were really talking about manifestation, creating change, really kind of preparing us for the Halloween season. So, a lot kind of going on with the magazine, not a solid kind of theme, you know, which is a little strange for October, because you think most people would be all about the ghosts, the spirits, dead people, etc. And that's actually not really going on right now. It's more of change, transformation, positivity, things along those lines. And I think that with the last few months and the way energy has kind of shifted, this is what's really kind of required at this point in time. So October issue is really filled with a lot of that, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we have some upcoming events going on. This one just passed, but on October 3rd, we had the Raise the Roof, Balance the Ground Body, Mind, Spirit Holistic Festival. Now, we held one last year in November, and they decided to do another one this October. I really feel like they'll probably do another one next year, so definitely kind of keep that in mind. I'm just kind of glancing through here. October, Ghost Hunts with Psychic Mediums and GHS Paranormal. There will be one on October 19th and 20th at Gray's Opera House in Romeo. They haven't quite figured out the date with that, but if you're interested, please contact Illuminate Your Spirit. I've been on these ghost hunts. If you are interested in ghost hunting in the sense that you get to use all of the materials you see on these TV shows, like Ghost Hunters and Taps and so forth and so on, you know, where they're walking around with the monitors and they're recording and, you know, they're doing EVPs and so forth, then this event is for you. I've been to ghost hunts where there is no tools whatsoever. You're just going basically off of a medium's perception and or what they pick up on. I've also been to events where they get to use the tools, like who's head honchoing it, and then you have to walk around and kind of listen. You don't really get to do hands-on. This is completely hands-on. They teach you how to use the tools and the dowsing rods, EVP recorder, and so forth. You get to use the tools. So this is a totally cool event. It usually includes dinner. I've done this one before. It's just a really cool experience. You're in a group, it's lights out, so forth and so on. So if you really want a genuine ghost town experience, then this is for you. So Illuminate Your Spirit, you can call them at 734-259-8651 for tickets, or you can actually visit their store and check them out. Gosh, we have so much going on. Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m., a special screening will be held at Unity of Livonia, and that's in Livonia, Michigan, talking about A Course in Miracles, James Tywin, A Course in Miracles. I would also like to recommend that you also listen to Radio Namaste. We have two of those coming up, but this week, the 8th of October, James Tywin will actually be a guest on Radio Namaste, and he'll be talking about his Course of Miracles as well. So check out the event here in Michigan, or you can actually listen to the radio show as well. Holistic Festival going on October 23rd, 24th, 25th at Gibraltar and Mount Clemens, so definitely check that out. There's just so much going on. World-renowned yogi Sadhguru Vasudev in Detroit. He will be coming to Detroit, and he will be at the Masonic Temple on Sunday, November 1st from 2 to 4 p.m., and that's in Detroit. If you want more information, you can go to www.ishauusa.org/Detroit. So I'm going to spell that. ishauusa.org. So definitely check that out. So October, we just have a whole crap ton of stuff going on. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's see. I do want to pull up the horoscope. Let's see if we have them in here. Wow, looks like we actually... Oh, there we go. So, let's say happy birthday to Libras. You can renew yourself completely. Meditation and journal writing exposes subconscious programs that obstruct joy. Explore techniques to rewire your brain and change thinking patterns. It's possible to feel different to your core. You're not a victim to habitual thoughts. They have no power over you. Prosperity, self-love, and relationship connections are areas with the most change. So happy birthday to Libra. Let's see. There's so much going on in the guide this month, so I'm just going to let everybody kind of check it out and definitely kind of go to the website and check it out. You know, we always publish so much information, so many different events and so forth, but our main goal is to help support the community and help make the community grow. So, you know, definitely support us by picking up the magazine or reading and definitely being a part of it. If you have any comments, concerns, questions, or things that you would like to see in the guide, feel free to contact us as well. We always like feedback, and we definitely want to hear from you. As far as updates and upcoming things with radio, I'm very happy to say that you know, we've had a few new hosts sign on in the last few months, and one of them being Radio Namaste with Sarah Nash. She is actually based out of Washington, and I'm talking about the state of Washington. And she brings a lot of new awesome guests and interviews to our network. So definitely check out her show. She's also in my Up to the Mic section for this month. I'm hoping to continue to grow the network and bring on more hosts. So if you know somebody who's interested in hosting their own radio show, feel free to have them contact us. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy October. And like I said, this is going to be a short show to begin with. So there's so much going on in the guide. Pick it up, read it, see what's going on. If you have any questions, concerns, get a hold of us. On behalf of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide staff, we want to wish you a wonderful rest of the month, a very happy Halloween, and we will be back on the air next month live, hopefully with the whole entire staff. I might have to wrangle them together. And then we'll be talking about how Thanksgiving is coming, and we're totally unprepared for this. So everyone have a wonderful rest of October. Wishing you a happy fall. Thanks. Bye-bye.